Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now, let me show you one more verse, and then we'll turn me to, I want you to see this one. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, verse number 22. And we talked about this word, Maranatha, before. I won't dig into that, the meaning of what the root word of where it come from. We know the Bible was written in Greek. This was not a Greek word, Maranatha. Anyway, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. And then the word Maranatha. You know what the word Maranatha means? It means our Lord comes. Our Lord comes. Why is all this important, by the way? Because all these people had an imminent mentality that Jesus could come at any moment. That's what that word Maranatha means. Matter of fact, you'll see some churches named Maranatha Baptist Church. There's one in the Maranatha Baptist Church who produces some periodicals that we get every once in a while at the office, and I love that the work that they send. Literally, they're called Maranatha. They believe that the coming of the Lord at any time. When we think of the coming of the Lord, number one, it's testified in the Gospels. It's testified in the Gospels. We saw that in John chapter number 14. Jesus said, I'm coming again. It's verified in the book of Acts. It's testified in the Gospels, John 14. It's verified in Acts. I just quoted it to you, kind of, sort of. Acts chapter 1, verse number 11, that this same Jesus is verified. He's coming again. So I hope you get the picture. By the way, this wasn't my outline. This came from Daddy years ago, and I wrote this down. I don't know where he got it from, but got it from somewhere. So his coming was testified in the Gospels, verified in the book of Acts, clarified in the epistles. What do you mean clarified? Well, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians 15, makes it more clear, clarified it about the coming of the Lord. And then it is amplified in the book of the Revelation. Amplified in the book of Revelation. And we know what the Revelation is all about. How it don't just make it clear, it opens it up, amplifies it. It magnifies it, if you will. All that was said in the Gospels, all that was said in the book of Acts, in the epistles, and then the book of the Revelation, it amplified it. Let me say this. We know more of the coming of Christ now than the Apostle Paul did when he wrote the epistles. How could you say that, preacher? Because we had the book of the Revelation. Paul didn't have the book of the Revelation. So we know now, we know more now than, I've never said this before. I'm going to go ahead and say it because I'm crazy anyway. We know more about it than John did in the book of Revelation. Why? Because we have the completed word before us. John only had bits and pieces. We have it all. That maybe to John, matter of fact, John, kind of like Daniel. Remember Daniel in the book of Daniel? His head was spinning. Remember at the end of Daniel chapter number 12? His head was just, you had to put duct tape around it. It was about to explode, all right? And God told Daniel, just shut the book, and it will be revealed later in the later days, okay? John was the same way. He was amazed at what he was writing. Remember when we went through the book of Revelation? Four or five times he told John, write these things. And every time he told John to write, something glorious was taking place. Something was happening. Remember, the bride was coming down from heaven. And I could just imagine John seeing this, and God had to remind him, John, you write. And all these, it's neat, that neat study. Every time he said, John, write these things, something spectacular had just happened. And John had been called up, and he kind of forgot what he was. Remember Revelation chapter 1, God told John, I want you to write all these things down. As you go through the book, he had to remind him four or five other more times, John, write. We should know more about the coming of Christ than even John does, because we have a completed word. Are you following? Now, I may get some disagreements there, but anyway, we do have the completed word of God. It's interesting. So it's amplified in the book of Revelation. Now, the next few minutes, I want to close with this. If, and I believe we do, for the most part, I think everybody in here agrees that Jesus could come at any moment. It's an imminent mentality that we need to be prepared. We need to be ready for his coming. Matter of fact, I didn't read the rest of 1 John 3 or 2 when it talks, yeah, 3, where it talks about that we shall see him as he is. The next verse talks about, and he that has his hope in him, the coming of Christ, purifieth himself even as he is pure. In other words, as Christ is pure, we know that Christ could come at any moment. And with that mentality, we should keep our lives clean, our lives holy, because Christ could come at any moment. Again, by the way, am I the only one who thinks this thing? The older you get, you forget things yesterday, but you remember things 20 years ago. Who said that? Okay. I can't remember sometimes where I put my Latrice. Today, where did I put my keys? The other day, I was wearing some glasses. Where are my glasses? They're on your head. You ever been there? Okay. But there's some things that just stuck back in there. And, I don't even know where I'm going. I never forgot what I was going to say now. So let's move on. Okay, about imminent mentality. So I have about nine or 10 things real quick we're going to run through. If you believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment, it's going to affect your life. It's going to affect every facet of your life. If we truly believe that Jesus could come again today, number one, it will affect our worship. We would worship differently if we thought, well, Jesus could come today. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Daddy used to say this. That's why I remember these years ago. If Jesus comes, he'll get you, whether you're in a church pew or on a bar stool. If you're his, he's going to get you. Now, I highly recommend you not be on a bar stool. That's the judgment seat of Christ. Be much better worshiping in a church pew. But if you belong to him, 1 Corinthians 15, they that are his is coming. Dr. Rick Adams, one of my favorite men, he was a split rapture fella. Temple, you knew that, didn't you? Yeah. And we would talk about this a little bit. And that's when I was a young preacher, thought I knew everything. You know. But anyway, I'd be in Bible school, we'd laugh about it. He was a gap man, too. Did you know that, Temple? He was. Anyway, he talked about between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, and I'm sitting in Bible class, and I just remember, I shouldn't have said this, but that was just me, because I knew everything. And he mentioned about these seashells and all these things being found on top of mountains, and he was done with this thing. And I said, Doc, ain't it amazing what a flood would do? He was trying to put in together about the all those millions of years. You know, but anyway, if we believe Jesus could come at any moment, it would affect our worship. Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And that's why we're here today, by the way, to worship and to exhort one another. Ain't it great to be in God's house? Exhorting one another. And here's what it says. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. So if we really believe that Jesus could come today, it should affect our worship. And my Bible says so much the more. And you know how I feel about that. Not so much the less. I can't understand churches that now I have one service a week. It blows my mind. Blows me away, and I know it's going on radio and stuff and all, but that's all I'm going to move on when anybody mad at me. But my Bible says the more, not the less. They quit having Wednesday night prayer meetings. They quit having Sunday night services. They quit having Sunday schools. Can you imagine preachers still getting good money for preaching one sermon a week? Don't teach Sunday school. Don't do anything else. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. I'm peddling where I shouldn't be. So it affects our worship. Number two, it would affect our work. If we believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment, not affect our worship, it affect our work. Philippians 4:5, I got so many verses here, but this is to give you, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand, that moderation. What does that mean? Well, your conduct. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. It should affect our worship, our work. Number three, and if Holly was here, she'd say amen to this. It would affect our witness.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.